Good evening, gentle listeners. Welcome to Still Dreaming for all your endless, sleepless nights. I'm not good at introductions, so let's forego the niceties and get to the vampires. I don't remember the first time I saw Forever Night. Most of my memories of the show are vague. I know I watched it in late night syndication, after its original run was probably over. I remember seeing it at night on a small TV set. I remember not knowing exactly when I'd be able to see another episode, and wondering if the episode I was watching was chronologically before or after the last one I'd seen. I remember an episode with vampires in VR? I remember loving Nick and Nat, and hating Tracy and Vishon. I wondered why they got rid of Skanky, and what radio station programmer would ever give LaCroix any kind of talk show, ever, even late at night. I remember tilted camera angles, and inexplicable blue and red lighting. I remember melodrama, and a brooding Nick, glowering just past the camera. I have a vague recollection of an unsatisfying ending. And for a long time, that's all I really knew of Forever Night. It was that kind of neat vampire show from Canada, and I didn't know much about it, but I wished I could see the rest of it. It was the 1990s then, and there was no Google to consult. And while I was a raging geek involved in other fandoms, none of my peers knew much more about Forever Night than I did. I watched some Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but mostly vampire stuff after that just kind of left me lukewarm. The years rolled by, technology and media sped past. I tried to keep up, but like many my age, I slipped behind. I dipped my toes in and out of different fan obsessions, different reimaginings, alternate universes. Over time, most of it just floated past me. I went to college, got married, grad school, got a job, traveled around, lived abroad. I stopped caring about media, TV shows, and movies, and comic books, and all the weird, cool shit I couldn't get enough of as a kid. I tried getting back into one thing or another, comic books here, movies there, but it just never seems to speak to me anymore. I almost actively avoid watching TV and movies now. I'm not sure why, really. I just get a weird feeling of anxiety at just the thought of it, like wading too far into the ocean, knowing the ground is dropping out from under my feet. It's strange to look at myself in a mirror and realize I'm a very, very different person than I was the first time I was introduced to Nick Knight. Yet my memory of him, I still hold dear. Yeah, so I'm an overthinker. I don't say that as a negative, by the way, just as a description. I like to analyze things and take them apart and rarely put them back together. It's a consequence of my personality and my upbringing and my academic training. I've never been so content as when I'm neck deep in heavy theory and philosophy texts. Bending my brain to apply the concepts to interpret outside objects of inquiry. What does it get me? What reward, besides the joy of mental exertion, do I gain? Well, the character Morceau in Camus' The Stranger is on trial when he thinks this. The utter pointlessness of whatever I was doing there seized me by the throat. In short, besides the fact that it's a useful skill in my day job, it gets me nothing to do this sort of thing. But I've been reflecting on myself a lot in recent years and realizing more fully the extent to which I am not who I thought I would be. I'm not especially happy or unhappy about this. It's just an observation. At some point in the early part of the millennium, I think I got season 2 or 3 of Forever Night on DVD for Netflix. But that washed over me without leaving much memory either. Occasionally something random will make me think of Forever Night. I might hop on YouTube to watch a clip, or even just the opening theme, and that's it. It would just dissipate back into the recesses of my memory again, like the early morning dew gets burned away by the rising sun. And really, that's where it should just be, just some weird random thing. I have a half-baked memory watching on TV when I was a teenager. But it's not. Because it's just so damned persistent. This show. It keeps coming back to me, like a half-remembered dream, like a flashback. Certainly, I could have just watched the damn show by now, on any given streaming service, legally or not. I could just read the wiki page, but I haven't. Because I'm afraid. Forever Night, for some stupid reason, has a special place in my heart and mind. I've mythologized it to some degree. Part of my identity, part of my memory. Nostalgia glasses peering back through fragmented recollections of scenes out of context, partially remembered dialogue, make it seem like a show that was special, subversive, dark, and mysterious. I'm afraid if I turn my modern eye onto it now, in the full blazing light of my computer monitor, the mystery would sizzle and float up, evaporating on my high-definition screen into bad special effects, cheesy writing. I'm afraid it's going to be bad. But I'm going to be disappointed that the thing that felt so special and cool to me for my adolescence will be revealed to be lame. The thing I hold to be a sparkling gem is just cracked glass. I'm afraid of that reality, and I'm kind of certain that's what's going to happen. So why do it? Meursault, again, from The Stranger, says, "I realized that a man who had lived only one day could easily live for 100 years in prison. He would have enough memories to keep him from being bored." I have these memories of Forever Night that have enticed and teased me for the better part of 2 decades. I could probably live the rest of my life with just these broken recollections, whole field understandings of the show, and live a perfectly happy and fulfilled life. But I'm going to dive into this, my new old obsession. I'm curious if what I've pieced together from what I remember of the show is anything reflective of the reality of what it is. I'm curious, but it's not just curiosity. It's because I feel like I can't dream anymore. Like the world is a persistent shade of beige. Because I'm a little self-destructive and after giving up most of my vices over the past 20 years, maybe this is just one tiny way to hurt myself again. Well, that was unnecessarily revealing. Like I said, I'm an overthinker, and my analyses aren't always on external objects. And really, that's what this is about, too. This isn't a nostalgic podcast about a Canadian vampire show from the 1990s. It's a podcast about emotion, fandom, obsession, and existentialism. It's about getting older, letting go, and coming to terms. It's about not feeling guilty about guilty pleasures, but also not feeling guilty about not being who I thought I was going to be. It's about, as Lacroix would say, those who don't sleep but still dream. I don't suspect that anything I have to say about this show will be the slightest bit interesting to anyone for any reason. But here I am, sending the signal out to the void, still dreaming of finding a lost passion for something I used to love, by exploring it the only way I know how, with emotion and theoretical inquiry. I'm looking for something that ties together the disparate parts of my past, my passions, and my academicism. Looking for something that ties me to the person who used to be me. We live in a strange world where everything matters, and so nothing really does. Every obscure piece of media ever created has a fan page, social media accounts, expanded universes, meetups, merchandise, subcultures, where passions run high and intense, where gatekeepers scowl at the merely curious passerby. A world where we're all geeks, but never enough. where we feel the strange bond of strangers in a tribe constructed of mass media consumer culture. How loyal those bonds are in those tribes. How loud the echo chambers resonate. This, gentle listener, is a podcast about crossing over. From being one thing, and then realizing suddenly you're something different, and wondering what happened. This is a podcast about obsession and losing yourself, about finding value in change, change in the absurd, and joy, even in unsatisfying endings. This is a podcast about a brooding 800-year-old vampire in Toronto who becomes a police detective to redeem himself and find his humanity again, who's forced to wander his own forever night. Please look out for episode 1 of Still Dreaming, where we'll cover The Dark Knight, the first episode of Forever Night. Still Dreaming is a podcast hosted and recorded by me in the newly revamped CERK Internet Radio Studio. Forever Night was produced for CBS by Glenn Warren Productions and Sony Pictures Television. All rights reserved.